We welcome in our Braves analyst who we speak to on Tuesdays and on Thursdays at 1 o'clock, brought to you by Atlanta Peach Movers, Brian Jordan. You can follow him on Twitter at @2SportMan. BJ, how are you?
Good, man, but there's no tree in our name, though, Andy.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
BJ, Apo Taco.
Apo Taco, baby.
What's happening?
Not too much, man. I'm down in Memphis, chilling right now.
Man, make sure you get some barbecue, man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely going to get some barbecue, man. Try to hang out at Bill Street.
Yeah, it's about to be Memphis and
me. What's going on, man?
Well, just trying to sort of put our fingers on exactly who the Braves are right now. I mean, it's still early in the season, just 20 or so games in. A nice series win against the Indians, which we want to talk about in a minute. But let me ask you just a big picture question, and I don't know if there's an answer to it yet or not. If you had to try to sum up who this Braves team is right now through the games that they've played and attach an identity to them, how would you describe who these guys are?
Oh, man. Right now, they are lost at sea.
Hmm.
You know, still trying to figure that direction out, you know, how to get back to land, which is okay. And, you know, it's early. It's the first month of the season. We knew coming in that we were going to be starting with a lot of young pitchers, a lot of young guys in the bullpen. But I think the ship is turning around, and they're headed back to land. I think by the end of the month, I think we'll have a better pitcher. Of where we are, who we are, and I think some moves will be made.
Mm.
But, you know, to me it was a great bounce-back series for the guys. You know, to go up in Cleveland, the weather's a little cold, it's a little disappointing in Tukey's performance in that first game, but the way that the team battled and never gave up is a great sign. And, the offense really picked up the pitching, so it was good to see that.
And you talked about, you know, you believe some moves will be made. What do you mean?
Well, you have to shore up your bullpen. I think you look at the starting rotation. We started the season with a lot of young guys, really just sort of still tryouts, spring training tryouts. And, you know, one that's working out is Max Fried. I think nobody really expected or everybody was up in the air what he can do. Can he be consistent? Well, he's proved to us that he's locked down a starting rotation spot. He's been the most consistent starter in every game. You know, that question mark was out for me still going into Cleveland, but I think he answered the bell. I mean, he's been very consistent. He's not intimidated by anybody, and that's good to see. So that's one spot, young guy, that you know that's going to be there. You know, you look at the bullpen, we're still – you know, sending guys out there to see what they can do. You know, Biddle has struggled, but he looked good in Cleveland. So, you know, a lot of guys improving, some not improving. So by the end of the month, I think Alex Anthopoulos and those guys will throw the darts up on the chart and say, okay, we're going to go out and get a couple of veteran relievers, or, you know, we're going to move a couple of these starters to the bullpen and see what they can do. So we'll have a clear picture by the end of the month. But again, I'm happy with what I'm seeing offensively, and I'm happy to see the starting rotation start to come into place. I mean, Fulton Nevers will be back.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's going to help out tremendously.
Brian Jordan joining us here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are what? 7 days away from the month being over, Brian. We're all looking forward to May 1st because that means that the what are we calling it again? The evaluation period. Then the evaluation period is over, and then things really get underway. You mentioned potentially moving someone to the bullpen, maybe moving a start. And look, maybe the next 7 days are really all about that. But if you had to identify a candidate for someone that would move to the bullpen and be able to fill a specific role, because we all understand a lot of these young pitchers have talent, but they also have to be able to do what's asked of them if they're moved into the bullpen. What's a name or two from the rotation that you might like out there, and what might you be asking them to do when they get out to the bullpen?
Well, one guy that I really like, and I like the way he came up last year, pitched against Pittsburgh, is Bryce Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has that bulldog mentality to be that guy that you move into the bullpen, you know, spot start, you know, long relief, can go in and get you a tough inning in the late innings of the game. I think he has that mentality, and I think he's one of the guys that you know, if you're going to experiment with one of the young starters, that would be my first choice. He throws hard. And, you know, again, he comes right at you. He's not intimidated at all. And he has that demeanor that I like for a guy to come out of that bullpen. So he's the one guy, Andy, that I would select to sacrifice, you know, into that bullpen.
Sure.
When you look at the rotation right now, I understand you still, you know, we are waiting for Folty to get healthy. But right now, who should be the number one guy?
Well, heck, if I had my pick, man, I mean, Freed has looked fantastic. You know, if it was a big game coming up, I would be willing to throw Max Freed out there. You know, Gausman has pitched very well, too. I mean, he's looked really good. You know, Tehran, I know a lot of people don't like Tehran, but Tehran has given us innings. He's keeping us in the ball game. And, you know, I like what he's doing. And yeah, he's had one bad inning or two bad innings this season, but he's going out there and he's giving us 5-6 innings a game and keeping his team in. And we're going to score a lot of runs. So, you know, I'm good with Tehran right now. As in that starting rotation. To me, that's the three guys. You know, Folty Nevers comes back. I mean, that's four really good starters, you know, that you can go out there and throw every day.
Do you run the risk at some point of potential? Because we always talk about damaging the confidence of young players, whether it's bringing them up too early and allowing them to get at bats that aren't going well, or bringing pitchers up too early and they're getting rocked and that's going to hurt their confidence. I think about Tukey. He had a bad start over the weekend and then immediately gets demoted again. Does that in and of itself have the potential to work on a guy's confidence at some point?
Yeah, you know, I hate to see that, but, I mean, this is what it is, man. You know, the game has gone young, you know, so these young starters and young pitchers, they're going to have to go through it. I mean, you want to, as an organization, to continue to throw these young guys out there and see if they can come through. And if they don't, you know, you have that maneuverability to send them down and bring them back up when you feel like they've gained that confidence. But, you know, after watching Tukey go out there and save Newcomb and throw six strong innings, six and a third, it was high expectations on him.
Yeah.
I mean, I expected him to go out there in Cleveland and dominate. And when he went out there and went one and one third, I was like, man, he's not ready yet.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, this. You know, the thing about this game, guys, it's mental. It, you know, and Brian, you know, football, we could go out there and be mentally prepared as far as our assignments, but it's a physical game. You know,
yeah.
You can get away with out physically somebody. But in baseball, man, it's all mental, man. You got to be mentally strong. You got to go out there and be consistent. And when things happen, you got to be able to forget about it. And, you know, and it's tough for these young pitchers to forget about it, man. And they just fall into that rut and they stay in it for a time. And, you know, as an organization, you just sit there and you hope and hope and hope that they figure it out mentally. But it's tough, man. It's really tough.
Well, tonight's ball game against the Reds, clearly as far as talent, Braves should be able to take care of their business, especially with Kevin Gausman on the mound. I'm looking for some insider information to get my fantasy lineup together. What are you expecting to see from Gausman, another guy who's been pitching real good baseball as of late?
Man, let me tell you something, man. They're playing in the Great American Ballpark, and you never know what's going to happen there, man. I mean, we've seen so many home runs go out. I mean, I never predict the Braves to be winners in Cincinnati. Just it's tough to do that because, you know, and you look at Cincinnati's lineup, guys. I mean, they got some pop in that lineup. So Gausman can be great, but one guy can hit a pop-up and it goes out in Great American Ballpark and really change the whole game around. So flip a coin, man, with your fantasy lineup. Because you just never know.
Well,
playing those guys in Cincinnati.
One guy I think I'm going to ride with, and you made a huge – that was a key point as far as defense, but offense. I think Josh Donaldson is going to have a huge night, especially against Sonny Gray. He's had success against him in his career, and Sonny Gray has been struggling a little bit. So I think I'm going to stay away from Gausman, find me another pitcher. But Josh, I think that's a must play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's starting to get his timing back, guys. I mean, he's ready to explode. You know, it's always good when you're facing American League pitchers, and that's somebody that he's used to facing, Sonny Gray. So I expect him to have a big night, too. There's no question about it. I think he's going to start taking off and earning that $23 million that the Braves invested in him.
Did you like playing in parks like this? I know that they call it the Great American Small Park, right? It's nice for a hitter, but you also played outfield. Like, when you go into a game like tonight, was that something you enjoyed as a player?
I did, man, because, you know, it's challenging. Because for me, you know the ball's going to be flying.
Yeah.
So I like to play way in and take those little bloop shots away from guys, because if the ball has hit over my head, more likely it's going to be out of the ballpark anyway. So I like to play games within the game defensively, and I take all those short hits away from guys, and because when that ball flies, man, it flies. It goes over your head, it's gone.
How important was it for them to get, final question for you here again, Brian Jordan joining us, brought to you by Atlanta Peach Movers. There's no tree in our name, Brian, so don't say tree. How important was it for the Braves to come back on Saturday night, get that win, and then win on Sunday? Do you think a series win like that on the road can build this team's confidence?
Oh, no question about it, man. And the way they did it in that second game, to come back from behind and gain all that momentum, which carried over into Sunday's game,
yeah.
And they just dominated Cleveland, man. The offense just kept going and kept going, and the pitching by Max Fried really sending a message around the league. I mean, the Braves, they're figuring it out, and they're getting better and better along the way. I mean, this is a fun team to watch, man, and it's going to be fun watching them in Cincinnati. You know, the power in this lineup is tremendous, and we get Donaldson going, and Freddie Freeman, Acuna, all at the same time. Dansby swinging a good bat. If we can get these guys clicking at the same time, man, nobody's going to be able to stop us. I don't care what pitcher's on the mound. We go out there, have fun. You know, the key is, can we get these young guys to turn the corner, you know, mentally, and pitch with confidence and go out there with the bulldog mentality and trust their stuff. Because, you know, our young pitchers, they have the stuff. They just have to trust it.
Great stuff, BJ. We'll all be watching tonight as the Braves take on the Reds. We'll talk to you Thursday at 1.
All right, buddy.